Anybody wanna fall in love tonight? Fall in love tonight.
I mean, these are profound questions, which we recognize as such when we're infants. That's been a very successful Let's Undo It propaganda campaign to make us think that babies ain't got nothing going on with their blank sheets, etc., etc. They're trying to figure things out from day one. They're happy because they come from love, from the infinite, from the all of it. So believe me, it is an extreme puzzle to infants trying to figure out why that is not what they have around them now. Why everyone is so unhappy and mean. It's a puzzle, right? Let's not make any more confusion for our children. Let's start working together to end the unnecessary mess called class. In the year since we were given the gifts of Prince and the frame he gives us, what we've been calling the sensuousness of Prince's thought, and tying it into the understanding from Alice of the devastating impact on the infant, of the conditioning of class, how this halts the thought process, which requires, partly because the infant can't figure it out, you know, for the thought process to develop, there needs to be some progress on the puzzles it's working on, and you can get stuck not being able to figure something out, and then leave it behind, bury it, that is love, the soul. That's the problem we're working through with Prince's help. So the thought process requires sensuous appropriation and appreciation of the subtle stimulus of energy and earth in us, i.e. without force, as Nicola has been saying, and tying it as well into Proudhon's conclusion in chapter 5, those new thoughts, which he argues, will have a regenerative effect on our consciousness. And what we realize is that first we got to get that thought process kick started. But Proudhon's work to have an effect.